The Walk, Part 1. All right? Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1 to 7 goes, therefore, it starts with therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. So, yan po. Diyan po tayo magpo-focus. But let me read the whole thing because this is part 1. It says here, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as it is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, hindi na daw bagay, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore, do not be partakers with them. So, ibig sabihin, huwag kayong makisalo sa kanilang mga ginagawa. Okay? So, as we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1, it starts with the word, therefore. Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. So, the word therefore means merong nauna. No, there was something before this. At ano po yun? Alam na po natin, Ephesians 1, Ephesians chapter 2, 3, and 4. And we were just sitting and receiving and finding out who we are in Christ Jesus. We received about our identity, the blessings that we have. All these chapters talking about who we are in Christ Jesus and what God has made us to be in Christ Jesus. So nalaman natin, identity natin, hindi tayo magiging ganun, kundi ganun na tayo. We were made that way. Amen? And we are no longer Gentiles. We learned, yun po yung latest natin, we are no longer Gentiles. And that we are to put on the new man. The new man. No? Yan na po ang bagong tayo. The new man in Christ Jesus. So that is the therefore. So yan po yung there before this. Okay? So we can imitate God if we know what you are. Amen? And if you did not get that, right, in-emphasize pa dito, as dear children. Ayan. So, reminding us that we are His children. Alright? Kasi kung babasahin mo lang yung imitate God, dun ka lang nag-umpisa, or therefore imitate God, those are big words. How do you imitate God? Those are really big words and you can't even imagine. Paano ka mag-uumpisa? How do you imitate God? But it did not just say that. It says therefore. So may nauna. May naunang mga bagay. So dapat binasa mo muna yon. And we did. Ephesians 1 to 4, we learned who we are in Christ, our identity in Christ, what God has done for us. Amen? So therefore, ayan, dahil alam mo na yon, datapwat, gayon dahil dyan, yon, alright? Therefore, imitate God as dear children. So, it is possible, no? So, kung iniisip mo, hindi posibleng imitate ang God, hindi, posible po yan. Knowing who you are in Christ Jesus, okay? So, who are you? Number one, you are a dear child of God. You are a beloved child of God. Sabihin nga natin, I am a beloved child of God. Ayan. So, kayang-kaya, no? So, pwede. Once you realize who you are, then therefore imitate God are not so big words. Kundi, okay, let me imitate my father. Amen? Let me imitate my father because I am a child of God. And we learn that we are highly favored of God. Alright? We learn that Christ is in us, the hope of glory. The Holy Spirit is dwelling in the inside of us. May isip mo, pwede. I can imitate God. Alright? So, Paul did not write something na imposible. Kasi, ba't pa niya isusulat yung kung hindi pala natin kayang gawin? So, it was written there because there is a therefore. Nalaman mo muna kung sino ka kay Kristo Jesus. Amen? So, pwede po. And we learn that we are the new man. So, the new man is made or created according to God. We learned that last week. In true righteousness and holiness. So, if you know that, if that is in your heart and you believe it, sabi mo, pwede. Pwede ko ma-imitate ang Panginoon Diyos. Bakit? Kasi nga, I was created to God. Alright? Anong ingredients ko? True righteousness and holiness. Pwede. Di ba? Pero kung hindi mo alam yon, imitate God, paano yon? Big words. Those are big words. You cannot even start to imagine how to do that. But since you are a dear child of God, amen? Then you are able to imitate God. So, di ba, alam naman natin pag may mga anak tayo, no, yung mga bata, ini-imitate yung parent, di ba, yung father o kaya yung mother, sabi mo, mama, sunod niya, mama. Maski mali-mali pa sa umpisa, but they try to imitate. So, as dear children of God, we also imitate the Father. Okay? We are children of God. Dear children of God. Okay? And kung hindi ka anak ng Diyos, hindi mo magagawa yan. Right? But praise God, we who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we can imitate God. Amen? So again, back to receiving tayo. No? So paano tayo naging children of God? Well, this is not on the screen, but John chapter 1 verse 12 says, "But as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in His name." Whose name? The name of Jesus Christ. So, hindi pala automatic ikaw ay anak ng Diyos. Alright? You have to believe in the name of Jesus and then you are given the right to become a child of God. Amen? Marami nag-aakala na automatic na basta tao, alright? Basta tao ay anak na ng Diyos. Hindi pala. Based on the scripture, again, let me mention the scripture, John chapter 1, verse 12. Not everybody who is on earth is an automatic child of God. Only those who believe in the name of Jesus becomes or are given the right to become children of God. Okay? So, praise God, you who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, you believe in His name, amen, you are already a child of God. Amen? So, that is, that allows us to imitate our Father God. Kasi tatay na natin siya. Okay? So, yun po yun. Now, what do we imitate about God? Since we don't see God, no? God cannot be seen. He is spirit. So, what do we imitate God in? Okay? Of course, do sa mga ni-reveal niya na po sa atin. Based on the Bible, based on the Holy Spirit has revealed to us, yun po ang gagayahin po natin. No? To imitate God is to have a knowledge that God is a faith God. Sabihin natin lahat, faith God. Ayan. Paano example no? Let me show you faith, alright? He speaks things and they become. He speaks things and they are created. He speaks things and they manifest. Yun po ang gagayahin natin sa Panginoon. Yun ang i-imitate natin because this is what the Holy Spirit has revealed to us. The best example, of course, is in the book of Genesis chapter 1. There was darkness on the earth, alright? And then, ano sinabi niya? Let there be light. And ano po nangyari? Light came to be. Amen? So that is a faith God. He is declaring His word, all right? He is light and He declared the word light and it came to be. All right? So si Jesus din po, Jesus who revealed the heart of the Father, who revealed the Father Himself, all right? Operated by faith. So yan po ang i-imitate natin as revealed by Jesus Christ. He spoke to the fig tree. Amen? So, He spoke to the fig tree, sabi niya, no one shall eat of you again. Ayan. Ano po nangyari? Namatay po yung fig tree, di ba? So, you know, some people might think you're weird when you speak to a tree, when you speak to your plants. One time nga, nasa isang lugar kami, kasama ko yung mga classmate ko, I spoke to the sun. And the weird one, siguro sa akin yung classmate niya, sabi ng classmate ko sa akin, anong ginagawa mo? Sabi ko, kinakausap ko yung araw. Kasi masyadong mataas yung araw. So I was speaking to the sun, actually to the clouds to cover the sun. Okay, so people might think you're weird, but guess what? We are imitating Jesus. We are imitating the Father God. Amen? So you're not weird. It's just that sometimes people don't know that they're supposed to do that. They have dominion over things over the earth. Amen? And he also, Jesus also spoke sa windstorm. Imagine, hangin. No, hindi naman nakikita ng physical eyes yan, pero Jesus spoke to the storm, windstorm, he rebuked it, and then he spoke the words, peace, be still. Alright? So, yung mga disciples, they did not have time to say, ang weird naman ni Jesus. Hindi nila nasabi yung kasi tumigil talaga yung bagyo, di ba? So, Jesus is a faith Lord. Amen? If I can put it that way. He's a faith Lord. He believed and he spoke things out. Alright? So, kung papansin niyo po, si Jesus, he does not speak things as they are. He speaks things as he wants them to be. Hindi niya sinabing, ang lakas naman ng bagyo. Naku, ang lakas ng bagyo. Hindi niya sinabi yan. Sinabi niya, peace, be still. So, ano magagaya natin kay Jesus doon? You speak what you want to happen. Do not speak what you have. Many people are speaking what they have. Sabi nila, naku, wala na tayong bigas. Huwag yun na sabihin mo. Sabi mo, bumili na ng bigas. Amen? Sabi ng iba, wala ng pera. Hindi yun na sasabihin mo, I am blessed of God. Yun ang sasabihin mo. Amen po ba? So this is what we imitate the Father and Jesus in. You speak just like they spoke, as revealed to us by the Holy Spirit. Now, you see, faith is not just believing. No, marami akala, believing lang po yan. But faith is in two parts. Faith is speaking what you believe. So, nauna ang believing. Laging una po ang believing. You believe, and then you speak. So, when you do that, you are imitating the Father and the Son, Jesus Christ. Alright? So, they spoke what they believe, they spoke what they want, and it came to pass. So tayo rin po, ano ba ang gusto mo? Hindi yung ano ba ang meron ka. Do not speak what you have, speak what you believe. Alright? Speak what you want, and it shall come to pass. So, dalawang part po yan, no? And we will check for reference 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. Ano po sabi dito? Makikita nyo, two parts po ang faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, right? Isa lang po ang spirit of faith natin, according to what is written, sabi po ni Paul, I believed and therefore I spoke. Ano daw? I believe, therefore I spoke. Ayan. So we also, sabi ni Paul, we also, dahil nga same spirit tayo, same spirit of faith, we also believe, therefore we speak. Dalawang parts. That is the same spirit of faith. We speak because we believe. We believe, therefore we speak. Amen? Praise God. So faith is in two parts, believing and speaking. And this is where we will imitate God. Bungad pa lang, Genesis pa lang, we saw him speak out the word and they came to pass. Amen. Yan po ang gagayahin natin sa ating Ama. Right? And the doing, paano pastore yung doing, yung mga actions ko? Well, the doing will follow if you believe first and then you speak. Huh? The doing, yung pagiging good behavior, yung paggawa ng tama, yan po ay sumusunod kung naniwala ka muna and then you speak it out. And then, the body will just have to follow. Right? So, don't you worry kung may nakikita pa kayong mga believers na medyo kakaiba pa ang ugali. Ayan. Share the word to them. And when they believe and they speak it out, nagbabago po ang kanilang ugali. Okay? So, by speaking what we believe, we imitate God, our Father, as demonstrated by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So, brothers and sisters, new men in Christ, new creations in Christ, this is the way we speak. Faith is the language that we speak. Amen po ba? Faith is the language that we speak. Ano ulit ang faith? Believing and speaking. All right? And how does this happen? Again, it's about believing. We behold His glory. Ito po yung isa sa mga verses natin. Ano po sabi ng behold? You gaze, you look, you focus. The more you focus with 2020 vision, we see clearly how Jesus has made us to be. We are blessed, we are chosen. Ano pa sinabi sa atin? We are heirs of God, co-heirs with Jesus. Ano pa? We are highly favored. The more you look into that, the more you focus into that, guess what? You believe and then you will speak. Yes, I am blessed. Yes, I am highly favored. Yes, I am healed. Yes, I am empowered by God. Without believing, this cannot happen. Alright? So magfa-follow din po ang katawan. Ganun po yun. So, again, the more you behold, sabi nga sa atin, transformation happens. Kaya si Mary talaga, yung ginawa niya, yung pag-upo niya sa paanan ni Jesus, that is the one thing that is needed. No? One thing that is needed. She was beholding the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. How about you and me? Okay, as we behold the Word of God by hearing and hearing, by meditating on the Word, you are beholding His glory. Ito po yung full weight ng ginawa niya para sa atin. Transformation happens. How? By the Holy Spirit in us. From glory to glory. Amen po ba? And that's how it happens. I mean, even in the natural, no? When you are with somebody, lagi kayo may kasama, as you behold that person, lagi ka nakatingin sa kanya, kasama mo sa buhay, di ba parang nai-imitate mo na rin yung nagagawa niya? Kaya minsan, mag-asawa, pag nakita mo yung isa, nakikita mo rin yung isa kasi parang may transformation, parang nag-transform na yung isa sa kabila. Are you getting what I mean? Parang halos parehas na sila ng facial expression. And as they grow older, sabi nga no iba, magkamukha na kayo. Bakit? Eh kasi parehas na kayo ng facial expression, parehas na kayo ng pananalita. Alright? So, ano po nangyari? They kept on beholding each one. Amen? And so, nagiging katulad na the imitation will be so easy. In fact, the imitation comes like parang second nature. Kasi lagi mo kasama eh. You always behold. So it's the same thing with you and me. As we constantly behold Jesus, our Lord. How? By hearing and hearing the Word. Amen? By doing that, what happens is transformation comes. And imitation comes like it's so easy. Hindi ho pahirapan. Amen po ba? Are we getting the point? So, ganun po yun. That's why the sitting position always comes first. Alright? This is so important before the doing. In fact, hindi mo na paproblemahin ang doing, ang walking, if you first sit. Because transformation is happening already in the inside. Okay? So, when you behold His glory, because you hear and hear His word, this is what happens. Faith rises out. And when faith rises out, ano nangyari? You believe, you're more convinced, you're more persuaded, all right? And it's coming from your heart, and then you speak it out. Alam ko naman blessed ako eh. Alam ko naman safe ako eh. All right? Kaya with full conviction, nasasabi niyo yun. Hindi tayo parang parot na ginaya lang sinabi ni sister. Bakit? Kasi you've heard and continue to hear, at ito po ay nag-rise out na po ang faith natin dahil dito. And that's why you believe and you speak what you believe. Amen? So it's all about coming from believing. Una, maupo ka muna dyan. Alright? Focus on the Word. Behold His glory. And that believing will come, that speaking will come, and you are imitating God. Amen? You are not parroting. Parroting, gaya-gaya lang yon, di ba? Ang parrot po, nanggagaya lang ng sound. Pero ikaw at ako, galing po sa puso natin. Galing sa new man that was created unto God in true righteousness and holiness. Amen po? So, new man, this is the way to speak. You speak like God. You speak by faith. Amen? I am blessed. Maski may problema, Pastora, yes, say, I am blessed. Because that is the answer to your problem. Amen? Pastora, maski may sitwasyon ako, yes, say, you are highly favored of God. Amen? Maski may problema, maski matindi na, yes. Pastora, mahirap yata yun. Kasi may problema na ako iniisip. Tapos sasabihin ko pa, I am blessed, I am favored. Well, I did not say it's easy. Hindi ko sinasabing magiging dali yan sa isang tao na hindi naman pinapractice, no? But it will become easy if you always sit. Because believing comes and speaking comes easily. All right? So, binibigay ko po sa inyo yung solution. Now, if you don't want the solution, eh, sabihin mo na sabihin yung problema mo. Pero ito ang sasabihin ko sa iyo. When God saw the darkness on the world, on the earth, hindi niya sinabing, ang dilim naman. Anong sinabi ng Diyos? Let there be light. What did He speak? He spoke the answer. He spoke what He wanted to happen. So, pag may kadiliman ang iyong problema, kung may kadiliman ang iyong sitwasyon, ano sasabihin mo? Ang dilim naman? Yung ba sasabihin mo? No, imitate God. Imitate Jesus. Pag may bulag, hindi sinabing kawawa ka naman bulag. Hindi sinabi yun. Ang sinabi niya, let their see or open your eyes. Okay? Kung ano yung gusto niya mangyari, yun ang pinasabi, ang sinasabi niya. So you and I, this is how to imitate God as their children. Amen. Hear how He speaks. He speaks things and they come forth. He speaks things and they manifest. Amen. So walk as a blessed person. How? By first believing that you are blessed. And when you believe you are blessed, you will speak you are blessed. At susunod na lang ang katawan mo. Susunod na lang ang mga sitwasyon mo. You don't forget who you are in Christ Jesus. Kaya pati ang bibig mo nagsasalita, blessed na ako. Highly favored na ako. Right? So ano mangyayari ngayon sa ways mo? Even your ways are blessed. Everything you do is now blessed. Bakit? Sumusunod na ang katawan. Amen? So let me show you a diagram. It's just a diagram. You will see it on the screen. These are not steps, no? But based on what we have been talking about, dalawang part po yan, sitting and walking, no? Now, under sitting, what happens is, A, you're hearing the word of Christ, and simultaneously, faith rises out, and we believe, okay? Nangyayari po lahat yan sa sitting. So you cannot do without the sitting. Like right now, you're doing fine, you're doing great because you're sitting, okay? And then the walk. Then the walk. Under walk, you have, we speak. Ayan. Ano sasabihin mo? Yung pinaniwalaan mo na. We speak, and then the next thing that happens is whatever we do is blessed. Bakit? Sumusunod na po kasi ang katawan. At dahil sumusunod ang katawan, we say no to sin. Mapapasabi ka na, hindi na ako para dyan. Hindi na bagay sa akin yan. So remember this diagram because we'll be going back to this next week or by Wednesday, right? And makikita mo yung sarili mo, you are walking in love. You are walking in the light. You are walking in wisdom. That's the walk. That's the walk. But it all comes from and starting from the sitting position. Amen? Bakit? Kasi nakinig ka muna. Naniwala ka. Because faith rose up. Amen? So, praise God. So, I showed you that diagram, not as steps, but to show you what is happening, what is incorporated as we do the sitting and the walking. Okay? So, we imitate God by simply believing and speaking. Speaking, no? Now, sabi ng iba, it sounds too incredible. Masyado naman incredible yan, no? Bakit? Incredible means not credible. Parang hindi naman totoo yan. Parang imposible naman yan. Hindi believable naman yan. Pero mo, speak mo lang because of what you believe, tapos mangyayari na. Well, you know what? It's the same process that you got saved. The salvation that we have, great as it is, do you know that it came to pass in your life when you believed and you spoke? Yun din yun. Great, great plan of salvation to, ha? Nangyari sa buhay mo, alright, because you believed and you spoke. Okay? So let me show you that verse. In Romans chapter 10, verse 6 to 10. So napaka-importante po ng believing and speaking. But the righteousness of faith speaks in this way. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven. Huwag na natin daw sa tanongin, sino pupunta sa langit? Si Hitler ba nasa langit? Di ba may mga tanong na gano'n? That is to bring Christ down from above, or Who will descend into the abyss? Sino naman daw pupunta doon sa pinakamalalim? Sa impyerno? Sino pupunta sa impyerno? Sa impyerno ba siya? Yung mga tanong na ganon. Do not say daw, wag daw yan. Okay? That is to, anong mangyayari daw? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But, ito daw. But what does it say? Ano yung it? But what does the righteousness of faith say? This one, ito yon. The word is near you in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. Alright? Sabi dito, that if you, what? Confess or speak with your mouth, confess or profess with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, and what? Believe. Speak and believe na naman. In your heart that God raised Him from the dead, ano mangyayari? You will be saved. Amen? So it's about believing and speaking. It's about speaking and believing. Sabi pa dito, for with the heart, inulit pa, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So anong nangyari? We believed, we speak. We spoke. Amen po ba? And that is the process that got us saved. We believe in the Father God, and we believe that He raised Jesus from the dead. Alright? And then we spoke out, Jesus is Lord. And that is what saved you. Amen po ba? So that is faith. God is a faith God. He believed that He has light in Him. And so when He spoke light, there was light. Amen? So, the righteousness of faith is believing and speaking. Alright? So, ba't ko puminensyon o sinama yung do not say, yung do not say part, yung do not say in your heart who will ascend into heaven. Kasi yun po, minsan, pa nag-share kayo ng word, gusto ko lang kayo equip dyan, madalas sabihin sa inyo, nag-share kayo ng gospel, ano, believe in Jesus Christ, believe that He is the Lord, He saved you, ganyan, nag-share ka. Binang sasabihin nila, ganun lang ba yun? Eh, paano yung mga tao sa bundok? Paano yung mga hindi nakarinig tungkol kay Jesus? Bigla na lang naisip yung tao sa bundok, di ba? Nakakatawa. Pag kumakain ka ba, naisip mo yung tao sa bundok? Hindi naman. Pero pag sinishare ka ng gospel, naisip mo yung tao sa bundok. Ay, paano si Hitler? Ay, mga ganang. So, malay ko, hindi pa ako nakakarating sa langit. Gusto mo mauna ka. Tingnan mo kung nandun si Hitler. Di ba? So, minsan, yung mga biglang out of nowhere, yung tinatanong nila, nagsishare ka about salvation, about the gospel of Jesus Christ, that you will be saved when you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bigyan sabihin na, ganun lang ba yun? Eh, paano yung mga nasa bundok? Paano yung mga hindi nakapakarinig? Paano mo nalamang hindi nila napakinggan? No? God is a way maker. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. So, mali mo rin naman kung napakinggan nila ang salita ng Diyos. But many people, you know, they will block whatever you're saying, the gospel, and I believe that's the tactic of the enemy, no? Na iisipin mo yung tao sa bundok, tao sa ganyan, you know, paano sila? Okay, sabi nga, do not say, wag natin pag-usapan yan. Total, hindi rin naman natin alam ang sagot. Tama ba? Alam nyo ba kung nandun si Hitler? Alam nyo ba kung saan siya nandun? Hindi rin natin alam. So, useless. Instead, ang sabi mo lang ito, the word is near you. Alright? And if you confess Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you shall be saved. Huwag mo na isipin yung tao sa bundok. Eh, malay ba natin? Eh, paalay mo nga kung may nakarating dun missionary, di ba? Isipin mo, malapit sa'yo ang salita ng Diyos. Ayan, no? The word of faith that we preach, right? Malapit sa'yo. Bigkasin mo na lang. Andyan sa labi mo, bigkasin mo na lang. Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead and you shall be saved. Ngayon, save ka na, pumunta ka sa bundok, mag-share ka doon. Ayun, di ba? Mas maganda yun. Okay. So, huwag mo muna problemahin yung mga tao sa bundok. Di ba? Praise God. So, the righteousness of faith believes and speaks. Consistent po yan. Believes and speaks. Okay? So, praise God. So, malinaw po ba yun? Ayan. So, Next. So we got saved by believing and speaking our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Again, kung nagdududa ka pa, speaking, may power ba yun? Di mo namang ginawa. Alright? Now, it's not about what you did. It's about what you believe. And then, your believing is revealed by what you speak. At alam niyo po ba, yung pagsasalita natin ay dala po ng meron tayong powerful tongue. Alright? There, we have a very powerful tongue. And let's go to James chapter 3, verse 3 to 6. This tells us how powerful the tongue is. At ito rin ay reminder sa atin, ingat-ingat lang sa pagbibigkas ng mga salita. The tongue is really so powerful. Okay? Tingnan nyo to, ha? James 3, 3 to 6. Indeed, we put bits. Ano po yung bits? In horse's mouth. Bits po ay it's a mechanism or isang bagay na nilalagay sa dila ng kabayo. At yung lakas ng kabayo, yung laki ng kabayo na yon o strength ng kabayo, na didirect ng rider kung saan niya gusto papuntahin. Susunod yung katawan ng kabayo. Wala siyang magagawa kundi sumunod dahil lang kinokontrol yung tongue niya. Okay? So, indeed, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us. Dila lang, ah. Hindi yung paa ng kabayo pinag-uusapan dito. Dila lang. And we turn their whole body. Imagine, napapasunod ang buong katawan ng kabayo dahil kontrolado mo ang dila niya. Okay? So tayo rin, ang katawan natin, yung action natin ay susunod pag kinontrol mo ang dila mo. Amen. Now look at the next one. Look also at the ships. Although they are so large, 'di ba? Lalaki ng mga barko and are driven by fierce winds, 'di ba? Parang ang mga building ng mga barko ngayon eh, ang lalaki, 'di ba? Parang hotel on the ocean, no? And sabi dito, are driven by fierce winds, no? They are turned by a very small rudder. Yung timon tawag nila doon. Wherever the pilot desires. Okay? So even so, ganito ka powerful ang tongue. Are you getting the point? Even so, the tongue is a little member. Napakaliit na bahagi sa katawan nyo. Tama po ba? Ang tongue natin, mas malaki naman siguro ang binti natin dyan, di ba? O mas malaki ang I'm sorry, tama ba ako? Ang tongue natin, mas maliit kesa sa binti. Tama. Okay. Pero, pag nakontrol mo yung tongue mo, alright, malaki po ang magagawa niyan para sa buhay mo. Sabi dito, even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. Alright? Ibig sabihin, kaya niyang makontrol ang mga malalaking bagay. Pakita ko sa inyo. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. Maliit lang ang apoy. Nag-umpisa yan sa maliit, pero kaya niya buong forest sunugin. Kita niyo yung effect na yun? Imagine a forest burning. Ganyan ang power ng tongue niyo. Sige, let it sink. Kasi ako rin pinapasik ko. Ganun kalakas. Ka-powerful ang tongue. Look at this. And the tongue is a fire. A world of iniquity, if you will allow it. The tongue, look at this, is so set among our members. Ibig sabihin, ang tongue daw, nakaset yan, parang power control yan, among our members. Anong members? Bahagi ng katawan. That it defiles the whole body. Wow. Ganun ka-powerful ang tongue. It defiles. Kaya niya talaga magdala ng sakit sa buong katawan. Yun ang example nun. Okay? It can make the body go in the right direction or in the wrong direction. It defiles the body. I mean to say, the whole body is affected by the tongue. As small as it is, it affects the whole body. Kaya ito sinasabi ko sa inyo, ingat-ingat sa pagsasalita. Ay nako, magkakasakit ako. Ay nako, mamamatay ako dyan. Example ko lang yon. Yung mga ganong salita, kaya ako po sinasabi yon for teaching, no? But do not say it for your personal lives. Okay? Yung mga salitang ganon, it affects your whole body. That's how powerful your tongue is. And look at this. It defiles the whole body, hindi pa tapos, and sets on fire the course of nature. Wow, kaya mo, nature? Yes! Hindi ba? We have been declaring, I've been teaching you that you can affect whatever is on the earth. We have been given the dominion by God. And that's why kaya natin, it sounds weird to other people, but you can say, rain, stop, and it does stop. We have been experiencing that. And pag narinig tayo na iba, naku, crazy, crazy tayo. But this is part of what the Lord has given us as dominion. And He gave us very powerful tongues. And it works for everyone who use it. Believer or unbeliever. Pero mag-work sa believer ay yung salita ng Diyos na pinaniniwalaan nila. Okay, that's the difference. But even an unbeliever can set on fire the course of his life, even on his own body. Ito pa sabi, and it is set on fire by hell. Okay? If you will let it influence your tongue. Okay? So, again, defiling the whole body. If you speak negative things, it will defile your body. If you will speak godly, hindi positive lang, hindi basta positive, but godly things. Things according to the word of God. Example, by His stripes, I am healed. Then it affects your whole body. Amen? Malakas na ako. Kaya kong labanan itong sakit na to. I am healed. I am the healed of the Lord. These are words that a child, a dear child of God, should be speaking as they imitate God the Father. Amen? So, be careful how we use the tongue. It affects the whole body. Ganun po ka-powerful yan. Okay? So listen very well. Sabihin natin, malakas ang resistensya ko. Malakas ang resistensya ko. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. These are the words that we should be coming out of your mouth. Okay? Pinayaman na ako ng Panginoon. I have an inheritance in Christ Jesus. I have been made rich in Christ Jesus. Hindi yung ang hirap-hirap na nga natin. Wala na nga tayong pera. Dami pa nating utang. Pag ginasasabihin mo sa araw-araw at pinaniniwalaan ng puso mo, believer of Jesus Christ, that goes contrary to your very nature of who you are. Okay? But speak what is true about you. The truth is you have been made rich by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who became poor so that you might be rich. Amen? And then it sets the course of nature. That's why we can speak to the rain, we can speak to the wind, just like Jesus. We're not crazy. Jesus spoke to the windstorm. Jesus spoke to the tree. Amen? And it came to pass, whatever He said. Okay, now ano sasabihin mo? Huwag mo sabihin kung ano yung nakikita mo. Kung lakas ng ulan, huwag yun. Anong gusto mo ba mangyari? Gusto mo ba lumakas? Hindi, gusto ko humina. Adi sabihin mo, ulan, humina ka. Yun ang sasabihin mo, hindi ang lakas ng ulan. Di ba? Si Jesus, He said, peace, be still. Gusto nyo, gayahin nyo na lang si Jesus. Exact words. You don't have to be original. Peace, be still. Tapos. Okay? And then, finally, don't allow hell to be the source of the ignition of your tongue. Instead, let the word of Christ be its source. Basahin niyo yung Bible niyo, yung 1 to 17 natin, basahin niyo, paniwalaan natin by hearing, and speak it out, and you are imitating God as dear children of God. Amen po ba? He spoke those words. Siya rin nagsabi, He has chosen us, He has made us blessed. Amen? He has favored us. Alright, siya rin naman may sabi nun. So, gayahin nyo lang kung ano sinabi niya. Don't think of any other word. Yun na rin ang sabihin nyo. And I tell you, you are imitating God. This is the walk that we have. Alright? That's the power of the tongue at your disposal. Pwede nyo gamitin 24/7. Ang tanong, paano nyo gagamitin? Ingat-ingat sa paggamit ng dila. Alright? So what we speak is what we believe. Alright? Yung, I am blessed, pero hindi ka naman naniniwala. Alam mo, maya-maya, babawiin mo rin yun eh. Sabi mo, ang dami na nga nating utang. Akala ko mabless ka, kasi nga hindi ka pa talaga naniniwala. Alright? But this is my encouragement. Keep on speaking it. Keep on hearing, and keep on believing and speaking it. Alright? Again, another verse in Proverbs tells us that death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those who love it, do you love speaking negative, speaking evil, speaking lack, speaking sickness? You will eat the fruit thereof. Ikaw rin ang kakain. Ikaw rin ang mag-experience niyan. Alright? Grace doesn't change it. This is still true. Alright? And the grace of God is available for us to declare, to confess, to speak. Eh, bakit mo naman isi-speak yung sinasabi ng old man when you have put on the new man? Amen? So, new man, you've got the power of the tongue. Speak the words of the Father. Again, the best example is God speaking the creation out. Amen? He spoke the light. He spoke the water. He spoke the land, and it all came to pass. Amen? Like father, like child, speak what you want to see, not what you see. Baha na, sabi mo, lakamdam, taas-taas ng baha. Huwag na yun. Sabi mo, baha, bumaba ka. Ha? Huwag kang papasok dito. Ganon. Yun po ang tamang pananalita. And you're speaking just like the Father and Jesus Christ, His Son. Amen? So, we can see that Jesus, when He spoke to the blind, nagkaroon po ng sight. He spoke to the people. People were healed. He spoke to the people. People were blessed. Ha? People who were demon-possessed, He spoke the word, all right? Hindi nga niya hinawakan, He just spoke the word. And what happened? The person was set free. This is what we imitate the Father, all right? Jesus has shown us the way. So imitate God as dear children. Okay? So Jesus demonstrated to us the God kind of faith. He operated in that. So animate or inanimate. Ayan, pwede nyo kausapin, maski puno, ayan, maski araw, ayan, pwede nyo kausapin, pwede kayo magsalita. Use the authority that has been given to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Si Jesus po, as a man, of course, sinantabi niya yung pagiging Diyos niya, filled with the Holy Spirit, gaya mo, gaya ko. Alright, that's how He operated. And He spoke words. Alright, He spoke the words of God. We're given the right to execute spiritual laws, and it will work all the time. All right? Sabi nga sa isang scripture, He sent His word and healed our diseases. Why don't you send healing to someone today? Speak the word. Amen? Speak the word. Spoken words, mga words na sinasabi natin, do you know that it affects your life? No? Greatly, it affects your life. So, you program yourself by the words that you speak. Pag sinabi mo, wala na akong pag-asa, wala, ganito talaga ako, mahirap ako, wala na, hanggang dito na lang ako. You are programming yourself. Parang computer, how do you program a computer? So, may mga languages na pinapasok dyan. What is your language? Are you speaking faith language, new man? If you're speaking faith language, then you are igniting the real man, the new man that is in you. But if you're speaking words that goes against the word of God, wala na, wala na tayo pag-asa. Ah, meron kang hope of glory in you. Alright? So, new man, we are not to speak like the old man anymore. Speak words of life to your body, to yourself. Every time you face the mirror, sabi mo, you are blessed, so blessed. Right? Words are spiritual containers. Matagal na natin alam to. Container lang siya. Depende yan kung anong nilalagay mo dyan. Fear ba o faith? Pag fear, then it will bring fear in your hearts. Pag faith, right? Because you are using the words of God, it brings refreshing. You are refreshed. It brings freedom to us. Amen. So our tongue sets things in motion. Tanong, what are you setting in motion in your own lives? Okay? Speak the word. Speak the word of God. Speak the word of Christ. And you set in motion the wonderful, awesome things, great things that God has already called you to be. Okay? So, sinasabi ba natin, naku, ang tumal ng business. Naku, eh, magiging matumal nga yan. Don't speak what you see. Anong gusto mong mangyari sa business mo? Prospered, pastor. Eh, di lang sabi mo, my business is prospered of the Lord. Dumadami ang mga customers ko. Right? This, see, you see, this thing is has to be reminded to us. Because sometimes, we make mistakes. Pero kung nagkamali naman kayo, hindi pa huli ang lahat. You still got your tongue to reverse it. Amen? So if you don't like things, what is happening in your life, all right? You've got your tongue. Nasa iyo pa ang dila mo. And you've got the word of God. And upon revelation, upon believing it, speak them out. All right? Speak them out. So just like God, just like Jesus, we speak the same way. That is how you imitate God as dear children of God. God's word, kaya word po ni God ang gagamitin natin, the word of Christ, is creative power. It is creative power. It is produced by the heart kasi naniniwala ka. You form it with your tongue, okay? And you release it with your mouth in words, okay? So we have the Bible, you have your Bibles at home, you have the online services, take down notes, all right? And those are creative powers that you can release to your life and to other people. Release those words, right? Tulad ng ginawa ng Panginoon, He sent His word and healed our diseases. Why don't you send a word of healing to someone today? Why don't you send prosperity to your life today? Speak the words, I am prospered of the Lord. I am blessed in all things. I am safe and protected of the Lord. That is our declaration. Okay, narinig to kay Creflo, sabi ni Creflo Dollar, God's word is not void of power, but God's people are void of speech. So, ibig sabihin, kung bibigkasin mo lang ang salita ng Diyos, you will see the power. Hindi nawawala ng bisa, ng talab, ng lakas ang salita ng Diyos. Ang nawawala ay ang pagsasalita ng mga believers. Hindi na sinasabi kung ano alam nilang sinabi ng ating Ama. Amen? So, go ahead, speak those words. That's the way we imitate the Father. We speak the word of God. Okay? And you will not be powerless. You will not be hopeless in this world. Alright? In fact, alam niyo po, kung gusto niyo malaman what you have been speaking, look at your life today. Look at your life. Yung mga nangarap, magkakabahay ako. Alright? O ano, may bahay ka na ngayon, di ba? Because you spoke it out. You spoke it out. Pero yung nagsabi na kung wala na, hindi na siguro tayo, buong buhay na natin, mag-renta na lang tayo. Buong buhay na, there's nothing wrong with renting. If that's your preference, go. But kung dream mo talaga magkabahay, what have you been speaking? Did you give up? Alright? Or do we speak based on what we know? Alright? What we know that God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen? So we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. And if you will utilize it, right, it will work for you. When you are sick, say, I am whole. Pastor, hindi ko sabihin, may sakit ako. Eh, siyempre sa doktor mo, sabihin mo yun. Pero sabi mo, pero doc, alam kong pinagaling na ako ni Lord. Amen? When you are in lack, you say, thank you, Lord, you have blessed me with all good things. Christ is in me, therefore I have everything. So, importante yung nalalaman natin. Kaya nga, grace and peace multiplies in our lives when you have knowledge of the Father and of the Son, Jesus Christ. Right? When we speak, we are sowing the seeds. Hindi po yan overnight. Pag nag-declare ka ng bahay at lupa, ay hindi naman bukas meron ka na. But you continue to speak it out, believing that that is what God wants you to have. Okay? But you sow. Ang seed po ay yung word of God, and you sow it by speaking the word. And when you speak the word, it brings forth fruit in your lives. Ang fruit po, hindi overnight, di ba? It takes time. pero magbubunga at magbubunga ang lahat ng ating sinasabi. Okay? So we are the ones responsible to sow. Binigay na sa atin ng seed, binigay na sa atin ng word of God. Amen? I-sow mo na lang. Paano mag-sow, Pastora? Buksan mo ang bibig mo. Ideklara mo ang sinabi ng Diyos. Alright? Ayon sa kanyang kalooban. Ito sasabihin ko sa inyo, binigay niya na ang salita, salitain mo na lang. Ulitin ko, binigay niya na ang salita, salita niya, salitain mo na lang. That's what we need to say and speak. Again, get the source of the tongue's source from the Word of God, from the Word of Christ. Not what the news says, not what other people say, not how you feel, your feelings can deceive you. Okay? Pero alam naman natin, feelings natin up and down. Parang ayoko pumasok sa trabaho. Pero anong kailangan gawin? Pumasok sa trabaho. O di papasok ka. Hindi mo susundin ang feelings mo. So pag hindi maganda pakiramdam mo, feel ko hindi maganda pakiramdam ko, huwag mo sasabihin yon. Sabi mo, magaling na ako. Do not follow your feelings. Follow what is true. Speak what is true. Amen. So you open your mouth and you speak the word. Again, this is how we imitate God as dear children of God. If you don't speak it out, well, most probably you did not believe it. If you don't say, I am blessed, siguro di ka naniniwala. Hindi mo masabi, parang galing sa ilong, di ba? Huwag pagsalitain ang ilong, magsalita ang bibig. The tongue has the power, hindi po ilong natin, no? So you know what I mean, yung parang hindi ka talaga naniniwala. Okay, so ano pong solusyon dyan? May solusyon naman po. Sit down, hear, and hear the word. I tell you, soon enough, you will believe the word. O, ba't mo ba pinaniniwalaan yung news? Eh, kasi lagi ka nakatutok sa CNN. O, di pinaniniwalaan mo talaga. Okay? So, it's the same thing. Keep on hearing and hearing the good news of our Father to us through His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen po. Are we learning? Paulit-ulit po ito kasi kailangan natin to eh. Maski ako, kailangan ko to. Diba? A good reminder for us. So, hindi pa huli lahat. If there are things in your life that you do not like, you still have your tongue. You still have the abundance of His Word, the Word of grace in our lives. Speak them out. Sow the Word of Christ. Say, I am loved. I am highly favored. I am blessed. I am healed. I am empowered by God. Amen? Yan po ang dapat natin dinideklara sa ating buhay. Pag magsasara na yung kumpanya, sabi mo, thank you, Lord. You have a better job waiting for me. Eh, Pastor, ang hirap naman sabihin nun. Magsasara na nga. Sasabihin ko pa, well, you know what? This is the solution. You want a solution? O gusto mo lang maramdaman mo yung paghihirap? Pag solusyon ang gusto mo, speak out the word. Pero kung gusto mo lang ramdamin kung ano nangyayari sa'yo, eh di sige, sabihin mo kung anong gusto mo sabihin. But I'm giving you the solution. I'm giving you the answer. Speak the word of God. And you're imitating God. May kadiliman eh, pero ang sinabi ng Diyos, let there be light. Amen? May sakit yung tao eh, pero sabi ni Jesus, rise up! Hindi nakakalakad. Sabi ni Jesus, walk! Hindi niya sinabing, kawawa ka naman, pilay ka. Alam mo yung awa, walang magagawa yon. Speak the word! Speak the word, no? Kung puro awa lang, wala ka namang sinabi. Okay? Sayang. Speak the word. Okay? So yes, maaalala mo yan, you, a believer of Jesus Christ. But you need to sit first, receive, and you will believe, and then you will speak. Okay? Speaking has many effects. No? It affects our faith. Faith comes out. It renews the mind. It gives you confidence. Pag lagi mo sinasabi, thank you, Lord, I am healed. Thank you, Lord, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I tell you. No, marami nang naging testimonies. Well, I have heard this from Joseph Prince na, you know, merong addiction sa sigarilyo o sa pag-drink. And then they keep on saying, I am the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. Humihitit pa rin. Sigarilyo pa rin. I am the righteousness of God. And in time, okay, because they spoke what God spoke about them, na wala po ang pagsisigarilyo. Amen? Yung addiction na wala. So, those are testimonies that I've heard, no? But in my life, even in my life, what I speak, all right, affects my life very much. So, minsan pag nakakapagsalita ako na mali, oops, binabawi ko kagad. Sabi ko, Lord, Lord, mali, mali. Erase, erase. Delete, delete, Lord. I am blessed. Ayan. Pwede naman bawiin eh. Makes you conscious of our speaking. But our faith is in God who is faithful, who promised. Ang faith natin, wala sa confession natin. Pag dinikdik ko to ng confession, mangyayari. Hindi po, hindi sa pagdidikdik ng confession. Kundi, because God is faithful who promised. And He's the one who's teaching us, right, to speak what we believe. Sumusunod lang naman tayo. Kung ano yung biyaya niya, kung ano yung power na binigay niya sa atin, we align ourselves to that. This is not against grace teaching. This is about making available to us the grace and we use the grace. Amen? So hindi ito yung dead works. This is in accordance to the grace that has been given to us. Kaya nga sabi ni Paul, the grace that was given to him was not in vain. Bakit? Kasi he allowed himself to be a vessel of that grace. Amen? So tayo, available na grace ng Panginoon. Sinabi niya, ito na tayo, holy, blessed, blameless, child of God. Avail that. Speak it out. All right? So we are just making available to us or making use of what is available to us by the grace of God. Amen? So when you are speaking what you believe from the Word of God, ito na po nangyayari. Yung actions mo sumusunod na. And then you can walk. And then you can walk in the light. You can walk in love. You can walk in all wisdom. Bakit? Kasi ang dila napapasunod ang katawan. Ang dila na change ang course ng life nyo. When you speak, the grace that has been given to you. Amen? So all in coordination with the grace of God. So itong babanggitin ko, last part na po ito. Alright? I hope marami na kayo natutunan. But these are all the things that are incorporated. Number one, the God-given authority of man. We make use of that. Bigay din yan ang biyaya ng Diyos. The power of the tongue. Biyaya rin ng Diyos yan. The power of the Word of God, biyaya din yan. The power of Jesus' name, biyaya yan. Wala ka namang binayaran para magamit ang pangalan niya. Wala kang pinirmahan, di ba? So, biyaya din yan. The faithfulness of God who promised. Yan ang biyaya niya sa atin. Every time we speak the Word that we believe in our hearts, we imitate the God who is our Father. Amen po ba? That is how you imitate God as dear children. Amen po ba? Did we learn something today?